Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lois Vermeer joins us on today's program to talk about ongoing renovation of a historic building on downtown Pella next to Thistles.
Well, Lois, we're here today in Thistles with a lot of work going on right now. You have a very big renovation and expansion project that's also a bit of a downtown preservation project. First of all, how did you get involved with the idea of buying your next door neighbor, so to speak, and really trying to keep up some of the storefronts here in downtown?
As we moved in, we purchased the business about 3.5 years ago, I guess. And maybe it's 4.5. The years go by faster for me, it seems. But we then bought actually this half of the building where the flower shop is housed. We bought that later and became concerned about the other half of what is, you know, part of the same building really kind of deteriorating, and realizing it could be valuable space to us as well. And it was, you know, at one time kind of a gem of a building on this side of the square. So worth preserving, we think.
Well, and you're trying to bring it back to that gem status. And this area where we're talking right now has had a lot of different businesses and a lot of different purposes. As Pella has grown throughout the years, what are some of the different things that have been in this building that make it such a nice historic spot?
Well, according to the research I've done, there was a grocery store in the... Everyone knows the other half of the of this building, or most people of my generation, is what was the old Soda Jerk. And it was a delightful little soda shop where a lot of people would gather. So that's the half that we're trying to renovate. And way in the beginning, and the building dates back to 1897. And so in that section, there was a variety of things, I think. It looked to be office space at different times, attorney space. There was a grocery store, an Onstein grocery store that Historical Society says is around the 20s. And then it became a Vermeer Brother grocery store. And in the 40s, there was a Versteeg Brothers grocery store. So that it had some of that type of history. And then it became, I think, more the attorney offices. And a man named Tunis Klein came in as the first attorney that took over that space. And in about 53, then Duane Meyer joined him in his law firm there. So they had some space behind the law office, and there was a thrift and loan back there. There was a Duchess Beauty Villa. And there was a sewing center, I think, that was housed in that particular space. And then in the 80s, this soda shop, the Soda Jerk, came to be. And since that time, which is, I don't know, around 25 years or so, that it's just been an empty space. So it's just been kind of going downhill.
And it's right next to Thistles, of course, here on the 800
exactly.
block of Main.
Exactly. And Thistles had an interesting history as well. I mean, this side of the building, they were both really short, relatively short buildings. And it had, I think a restaurant in the Thistles half of the building for a time. It's on the window, I can almost make out the fact that it was some Van Zanti who was the proprietor of that restaurant. And then a few years later, there was a sign that had, it almost can read, Dora Lecoq, who was a dressmaker. And she had some fabric hanging against the building, which indicated that type of business was there. And then in the 20s, it started toward becoming a theater. It was an Alamo Theater first, the Strand Theater, and then it became this Pella Theater, which in the mid-50s, I remember going to the Holland Theater. It was named that at that point in time. And that's when this half of the building was built way back further. So there's a lot more space on this Thistle side. And we plan to build back the new build as well.
One of the things that you had noted to me before we open up the microphone is the importance of keeping downtown Pella thriving. How do renovation projects like this, in your mind, not only for Thistles, but other businesses that may have to do that down the road, how does that keep this downtown so thriving and vibrant?
Well, I think Pella just is very unique. And we can thank our the generations ahead of us who had the foresight to start preserving and to continue our heritage here, a heritage of good business ethic and good work ethic, but also, I think, just a desire to serve people well. And I think having quality choices for people is worth doing. And so we're just delighted to be a part of that downtown. It's always amazing, all the visitors that come in from all over the place. And we think, you know, as many years as I've lived in Pella, that I know a lot of the people who live here. And yet I see so many new faces, and some of them are new to Pella. And it's delightful to see, you know, new blood coming in, and they're excited about Pella and a great place to raise family and a place of principle and values. And so we're very glad to be a part of that and to have this presence of our floral shop here.
Once again, that was Lois Vermeer. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.